That's good. Good morning, everyone. That's my privilege to share God's goodness and increase our service this morning. Thank you for inviting me, because even though you know who my English is not very well, I always introduce myself. My another degree is BE. That means broken English. But I try to do my best, because this is the sermon which is from my heart. That's important than anything else. So when you listen to my message, I believe that you listen by your faith too. So let's depends on Holy Spirit. So before I share this good news, let's pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful and beautiful Sunday. This is your gift for us. So that's why the first day of 7 days is the day that we can give you adoration, give you praise, because you are worthy to be praised by us. I want to thank you. And also, especially at this moment, this country, these words, need your words, because that's what we need. So that's why we share this morning. We pray that not only you praise and use our this time to glorify your name, to know you more, and also pray for those church. They are gathering by your name. There will be your good testimony to let this world to know that you are the only hope that can give to this world. So thank you. And this time, the following time is yours. We pray that your Holy Spirit is in control. Whatever we hear and preach and listen, all in your sight, all in your presence. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, this morning, the scripture I'm going to share with you is from Ephesians chapter 6, 11 to 20. This one, I think most of you already know this Bible. Maybe I would like to read it again, because I thought that maybe this morning I'm going to have the screens I can share in the PowerPoint, but I didn't know that there's an outside, so that's why I cannot show you. I just read it. Ephesians chapter 6, 11-20. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. 15. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the words of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. 20. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. 20. For which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. May God bless his words. Since the new coronavirus swept the world in the beginning of 2020, it has disrupted lives across the globe, severely damaged the economy, and changed the world's structure and relationship with each other. The virus has been called the catastrophe of the century because it is invisible but pervasive. It affects every nationality, race, color, class, religion, age, gender, educational background, political stance, economic status, and urban and rural settings. In the face of this terrible pandemic, Christians are not immune. People feel so helpless and panicked, and even medical experts feel powerless. We have to admit that when a sudden disaster strikes, we become fearful, so afraid that we do not know what to do. Many people believe that this is a warning from God to awaken us to our sins. No matter what, we still have to face it. Since this is the work of God's adversary, the devil, and God has allowed it, we should rely on God, seek God, and let Him lead us. Since the day we placed our trust in God and followed Jesus, we have been living in the midst of spiritual warfare. The Lord Jesus came to the earth the first time to love us and to save us. But when He comes the second time, He will come to judge the world. The Bible says that before the Lord Jesus returns, the evil will do everything possible to confuse Christians and create anxiety. But the children of God must firmly believe in the truth and stand up bravely for Christ. God will surely fight for us. This is what the Apostle Paul said in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, which we just read it. Today, let us meditate on verses 11 to 20. Paul spoke of believers getting ready for a fight. He describes the Christian life as one of continual conflict. A battle must be waged daily against the most relentless foe, from whom there is no reprieve. So let us consider some ways we can get ready for our daily battle against the foe. First, we need to know whom we are fighting with. That means we need to know the enemy. The enemy is identified by name. What we face today is an invisible enemy, but it deceives people in our world today. The enemy of believers is Satan, the great adversary, the slanderous accuser, the malignant foe of the followers of Jesus. Reading the Bible can help us to understand and to see through the nature of the devils, his tricks, his conspiracies, his principles, etc. Peter reminds us, be alert and be sober mind. Your enemy devils prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So you can only live a victorious life by relying on the power of God. Believers should not be deceived about Satan's true identity. Second, the enemy is identified by nature. Paul said, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. The word schemes means tricks laid for spiritual disaster. Satan wages warfare with deception and crafty assaults. Besides knowing who our enemy is and his nature, Paul also tells us we need to put on the equipment. In the Bible, you can find these equipments. The first equipment is the belt of truth. Paul continues to say, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist." Truth is seen in the person of Christ and in relationship with Christians. The second equipment is the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness indicates moral integrity. It protects us from the tricks of Satan. It helps us resist a multitude of attacks and enter conflict without fear. The third equipment Paul mentioned is the shoes of peace. He said, "And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace," which is verse 15. Roman soldiers wore strong sandals that protected their feet but also allowed them to stand on a slippery surface. It is peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ that enables us to stand firm in difficult places and to move rapidly to oppose the enemy. The fourth equipment is the shield of faith, which is in verse 16. He said, "In addition to all these, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." The Roman soldiers carried a huge doll-like shield, usually made of wood and covered with leather. It protects from the enemy's weapons. For believers, faith forms such a shield. Last one he mentioned, we need the helmet of salvation. The word "take," he said, "take the helmet of salvation." The word "take" means to receive from God's hand something he has prepared for us already. Salvation is this gift. Paul not stop here. He emphasized that Christian soldiers need more practical resource, which is in the 17, verse 17. He said, we need God's words. So that's why he said, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the words of God." The sword of the Spirit is the one weapon of offense. The gospel message placed in the hands of the Christian warriors must be used with skill. Today, we are so confused by the destruction of the world that we are lost in darkness. We need the words of God, and we must obey the words of God. At this time, instead of dwelling on the latest developments of the pandemic, we should stop, be still, and turn to God, not just turn to the news, those media's news. Turn to God, meditating on God's words and looking up to God. What darkness need is a beacon, a lamp, and light to guide us in the right direction. What is our lamp and light? The Psalms 119:105 said, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." When you come to God and listen to his words, you will receive strength and hope from him. The only weapon against the devil today is the truth of the Bible and words of God is the sword of the Spirit, the Bible said. The words of God never change from the beginning to eternity. The words of God is the guide of our daily work. The light help us to clearly see the roads ahead during the dark nights. Another resource we need is watch and pray, which is you can find in the verses 18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Praying in the Spirit describes the true character of prayer. It is offered under the guidance of the Spirit, in the fellowship with Holy Spirit, and in dependence on the Spirit. We all know that soldiers fight more valiantly and more gallantly when they know they are not alone. Soldiers need to maintain close and clear communication with the commander. It is similar fashion. Christian warriors have countless other warriors who are ready to offer encouragement and help. There is a story I like to share with you this morning. This story is about this. One day the devil sent a little devil to a city to spread germs, asking it to kill 1,000 people. However, in the end, 2,000 people died. So the devil inquires of the little devil, to which he replied, "My lord, I absolutely did what you ordered me. I only killed 1,000 people, no more, no less." "Then what about the other 1,000? The little devil said, "They died because of fear. Those people scared themselves to death." What Christian ought to do at this time is to pray, self-reflect, and seriously consider how to reprioritize our lives. We may not have another time such as this for such considerations. We personally need to adjust. Our family relationships need to change. The church has to enter a new mode of thinking. During this special time, Christians must pray for country and the world we live in. Pray for medical care, the economy, the sick, for families, for churches, and also for mission opportunities. Because at this time, you can see that maybe we are limited because of a pandemic, but still have a lot of chance we can spread the gospel just like through internet and through some other medias if we can use it wisely. So, just like me, actually every week I will attend about 4 or 5 different Zoom meetings and then teaching and discipleship. So that's been a lot of a change, not only from our church and different countries. So that's our chance to spread the gospel. So I want to praise the Lord. So we need to pray for the church's mission opportunities. Although God's will is determined, we must pray to show that we believe that God is the Lord of everything. Finally, Paul in his message, he said, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." One of the prevailing reasons many Christians are divided is that they either fail to realize their dependence on Christ or refuse to admit it. John says that it is possible for you to live a victorious Christian life by faith only. This is what he said. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. That's 1 John 5:4. It is not necessary for you to have been a Christian for many years, or to be strong, or to be free from recent failures in order to win. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then you can overcome any problems or frustration the world may throw at you. Paul said, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him. That means walk within Him. And how do you receive Christ? By faith. So then, live by faith. Quit worrying. Quit trying to do it by yourself. Just start trusting. This is the way to a victorious life. Recently, I read, "We will not be silenced." I don't know whether you have read this article by Dr. Erwin Lutzer on the internet. He is a guest speaker of the Moody Church Media blog program, Running to Win. He has published many books. He sees that the present chaos in the United States is worsening. The radical ultra-left socialism in the United States has been tearing the country apart, what he said. And now there is an absence of the rule of law, standards, God, history, cultural, truth. Because these people said there is no God, there is no history, there is no standard, there is no culture. They even say there is no family, no gender, no human direction. So he therefore wrote a book to speak to Christians in the United States. He also warned that the radical leftists in the United States are uniting with the radical Islam, and they are destroying the capitalist system and Christian in the United States. The book mentioned three terrible trends in ultra-left socialism. First, they said, rewriting history in order to manipulate the future. Second, using various means to divide and destroy. Third, using a double standard towards Christians. Only I can have freedom of speech, but you cannot have freedom of speech. He asked if we as Christians will succumb to cultural pressures or face persecution. When for accusation comes our way, shall we continue to preach the salvation of the cross? He called the church today to return to God only. He believes that though the success of the church is not vital, it is vital to uphold our faith. That's important than anything else. Unfortunately, some churches today compromise the truth in order to please modern people. Just follow modern thought. When churches and Christians listen to too many voices of the world and less to the voice of Jesus, the church will lose the function as the lampstand. Are you aware of it? Are you aware of this? The media is becoming our moral compass instead of the church. You can see that in this our daily life now. A lot of voice from media. When the church absorbed false secular doctrines, the truth is diluted. This produced Christians who can no longer distinguish between truth and lies. They don't know what is right, what is wrong. Confused. We must remember the church's faith and mission are always from God's words, not from the present culture. The Apostle Paul clearly tells us, do not conform any longer to the pattern of these words, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, His pleasing, His perfect will. Brothers and sisters, if Jesus saw us in our current situation, what would He say to all of us here? If Jesus says to you, you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead, will you be angry? Yet, praise be to God, because he said, yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. Are you going to be these people who walk with Jesus in white? Then don't be polluted by the world's culture and imitate it, but be emboldened to be set apart, bravely resisting the virus of the world's culture. Watch and pray, walk with God, be faithful to death, and shine for the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, Christian soldiers, are you succeeding in your daily battle against the devil? You need to get ready for a fight. Satan seeks to divert your attention away from the Lord. He opposes all the good that God wants to accomplish in your life. In order to defend yourself, you need to put on the armor God has for us. Then you can use God's words and prayers so that you will be victorious. King David said in the Psalm, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Are you afraid? Let's stand up for Christ. Let's stand up for Christ. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful message, which is what we need, especially at this time. A lot of people just listen to these words and also follow the pattern of these words. Sometimes because we heard a lot of voices from media, from these words, we want to listen from the modern's thinking. So that's why we confuse and we get lost. But through your word today, remind us again, we need to be awakened up. And also we need to come back to the Lord. And then only you is our answer in these words. We need you, not only every Sunday, every week, and every day, and every moment, and every hour. Pray that you work, you send your Holy Spirit, and also always remind us and help us to work with you and every day. Thank you, Lord, because you already give us your Bible, which we can read the Bible to know what your will for us. And you can teach us what is our attitude to face this dark world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your words. Be with us. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.